you just pull on the right rein and the left rein, you know.
I see. Well, say if you had some horses out in the pasture, yeah, and you wanted to get them to come in, how would you go about doing that?
The only thing I can tell you about driving horses, hit them and then they'd go like heck. There's horses on the run whenever you drive them. I've had that one time experience on a ranch when there were about 200 horses and they're rounding up. My brother had a choice of one out of the group. And there were about 10 of us riding and you went a full gallop to the pen. I mean, they run like a scared rabbit. You seen them in these Wyoming places, these wild horses. That's the way they go. Go like the dickens.
Did you ever have much experience riding horses?
Yeah.
Well, when you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Just kick him in the belly. Get going.
Get going.
And spurs, when you give them a spur,
you say Gideon,
well, and that's when driving and with reins, but on horseback, you say, let's go or something like that, and get him with the heels.
What would you say to him to get him to stop?
Whoa. That is, rein him though, that is in the wagon, but just rein him and pull his reins are tight on him.
Well, you mentioned a call to a pig a minute ago. Suey, have you ever heard people say anything to their pigs when they were feeding them? Something they might say at the same time they were giving them the feed?
Come and get it. I don't know offhand.
Well, you ever heard anybody say, piggy, piggy, piggy?
Yeah. You see, I've never had much experience with pigs.
Yeah. Who was it fell in the pig pen? I don't know.
I don't know.
They just have to take the kids out there.
Well, what about if you were, you know, sometimes when you go out to feed your chickens, you might call to your chickens?
Yeah, chick, chick,
chick,
come
yeah,
and get it.
Yeah.
Right, you don't have to encourage them very much.
They used to just throw it out.
I don't suppose you've ever heard any calls to sheep, have you?
Sheep, no.
You mentioned reins a minute ago. Well, what do you call the things that you use to guide the mules when you're plowing with them? Those long things?
The reins?
Those are reins,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody call them lines, plow lines?
Yeah, line, but as a rule, it's reins, I think.
Same thing?
Yeah. I think it's either one.
Well, what about the things that you put your feet in when you ride the horse?
Stirrups.
If you have a couple of horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the right call anything in particular?
No. Lead, I don't know whether.
Lead horse?
Lead.
I've heard it call that before.
But as a rule, your brother usually worked the pairs, you see, and one was always on the right and one was on the left, so I don't know whether that was any reason for it, but as a rule, if it's a double tandem, there is a lead in the tandem, you know.
Ask you about this expression. Say if somebody happened to fall in your front yard and they fell that way, you'd say they fell
backward.
And they fell that way.
Forward.
Say if you had gone fishing one day and just didn't have any luck, didn't catch a single fish, and somebody asked you afterward, well, how'd you do? What would you probably say?
Dry line.
I see.
Oh, no luck.
No luck?
No luck. What's your expression?
Well, I was curious